Hey everyone, welcome and welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast, where I share all things life lessons, mental health, streams of consciousness, books, all the things. This is your host, Amaka. It is Thursday, June 12th, when I am recording. I am doing this a little bit early than I typically do. Usually I record 1 to 2 days before publishing, but I am heading out of town this afternoon and I will be coming back after the podcast is to be published. So I wanted to make sure that I got this done first thing this morning so that I don't have to think about it and I can enjoy my time away. So yes, Thursday morning, June 12th, I am taking the rest of the week off, which I'm very excited about. And I'm going to Connecticut to see one of my closest friends, Goetti, who I have mentioned on the podcast a few times. I really am thankful for having the means to still keep in close contact with people who mean a lot to me. Being able to kind of just block off my schedule, book a flight, go and see my friend who has or is going through a major life transition, and just witness that and be a presence is such a privilege for me. So I am headed to the East Coast later on today, and I will probably be on my way back by the time or a few hours after this episode publishes. But yeah, I am looking forward to having some extra time off this week, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm taking some time off around my birthday next month. I am going to Portugal again. I booked my flight earlier this week. I am going not for too long this time. I'm going for 3 full days. Thankfully, TAP Portugal flies straight from Chicago to Lisbon, which is about a 7.5 hour flight. So I can gallivant and be carefree for 3 days, and then I will make my way back. And I'm looking forward to the summer, to having, you know, going to events, talking to people, meeting new people, making new friends. Chicago summers are so lovely. I've really come to look forward to them. I went to the Gold Coast Art Fair last week. I don't really know if I was expecting much, but there was such amazing art there. And I bought 2 prints from this artist whose name is Lily. It appears that they're like an Asian American artist. And I wish there was a website I could share, but all they did was give me their card, and it doesn't look like they have much of an online presence. So honestly, that kind of adds to the intrigue of the artist, because I'm just like, where can I find you? I was just standing and looking at their original pieces and looking at the prices, and was like, oh, how I wish I could afford you. One of the prints that I bought, the original piece was there, and it must have been maybe like 4 feet by 5 feet or something. And it was like $6,000+. And I was like, one day I'm going to be able to buy an original print like this. And it's not even going to be a big deal. I'm going to speak it into the universe. So I had a really good time at the Gold Coast Art Fair, bought a couple prints. And yeah, I'm looking forward to going out to fairs like that. One thing I've learned about Chicago is they will put up a fair. Like on any given day, there's like a music fair, an art fair, a craft fair, a food fair. Like there's always something going on. And if you want somewhere to go, you just got to look a little bit If you look hard enough, you'll find somewhere. So yeah, I'm very excited for summer. This episode is going to be the last episode for the next 6-ish weeks. I'm taking an extended break, a little bit longer than typical. For the past couple of years, I've taken the month of July off because it's my birthday, and I kind of want to take a little bit of a break. But I felt like I could use an extra couple weeks this time around, and I am looking forward to coming back in August. And, you know, just a month later after that, we will be celebrating 4 years of the podcast, which is kind of crazy. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to our 100th episode. So, yeah, I was just kind of thinking back to my podcast run this year. I feel like I'm really proud of the content that I put out this year. I feel like it was all of the episodes that I've done so far, I think, have been really substantial and given, you know, what they can give in their own way. But there's something about this specific run of episodes in 2025 so far that I've done that I'm really proud of. One that comes to mind specifically is the healing trauma through exposure therapy episode, which is where I share what happened to me in California and how I used tools within the modality of exposure therapy to process the trauma that I knew that I was going through, and, you know, how I mitigated what could have been pretty bad PTSD symptoms. So I am really proud of that episode, and I'm really proud of me because since that incident, you know, you would think that, or many people, let me not say you would think that, many people would struggle to kind of go about their life as normal. And, you know, I can't say that I am 100%. I would say I'm probably like 98-99% fine after what happened, because I do still have moments where, like, if a door is unlocked or just something looks out of place in my apartment, my first thought is someone tried to come in. Whereas that wasn't the case before. But aside from that, I have those thoughts and I witness them and I, you know, kind of ground myself again and you know, tell myself that that's not what happened. Nobody came in the apartment. Everything is fine, you know? But I think for me to even get to this point where I'm actually fine, I haven't thought of the incident in, or I haven't really dwelled on it in a long time. With it happening in March, it's been about 3 months now. So I would say the past 2 months, I've been fine. I have rarely thought about it. And if it comes to my mind, I think about it for a couple minutes and I just go about my day. I think getting to this place and not being stuck in what happened to me has a lot to do with the steps and the processes that I took while I was still in California. And I'm really thankful for having the knowledge to do that. It kind of just came to me. I'm sure my background and my education contributed to the idea, but I'm just thankful that, you know, I was able to tell myself to do what I did. So I really am thankful that I have this outlet to where I could also use this as my therapy and kind of recount the incident as, you know, another way of kind of letting go of what happened. So I'm proud of that episode. I'm proud of my conquering limiting beliefs episode, you know, ways that I continue to push myself forward. I think this episode specifically was focused on art and creativity, but it can apply to so many aspects of life. It can apply to so many things people want to do, really just anything. So I'm very proud of that episode as well. Silencing Your Inner Critic, number 83. I think it is crucial to be able to push through self-criticism if you're trying to level up and get to the next step, because there are stories and unspoken internal agreements in our minds that we just operate within on any given day. And when we become more aware of that and we're trying to be better for ourselves and do better, we have to interrogate and we have to divorce those beliefs and those limitations and the ways that we feel like we failed, quote unquote. For myself, my definition of failure, even that word itself, I think is not that it's unnecessary, because maybe in a technical or objective sense, you can say something has failed. Like if it's something inanimate, an object that is supposed to have a specific function that's not performing the function, I guess you can use the word fail in that context. But if you're really just trying to figure out life, where the, in my opinion, in my experience, the only way to do life is to try and try again and try again, I don't think that failure is appropriate. I don't think a failure is an appropriate way to describe someone who is just trying their best. There is the first attempt. There is the first attempt and the lesson, and then you apply what you've learned, and then you do better the second time, and then maybe there are new lessons you learn, and you apply and you apply and you apply until you get to the intended outcome, or you find out that the outcome you thought you wanted is not ultimately what's going to work out, and you pivot. Life is about learning and pivoting. That's what I would say is more relevant than the word failure. And then I really loved the episode, Ways to Begin Healing Your Inner Child, number 82. That was the one where I talked about buying the Rainbow Fish book, because when I was in kindergarten, we put on a play and I remember being the Rainbow Fish, the star of the show. And I had my costume that had detachable scales, because part of the story of Rainbow Fish is they share their scales with all the fish. And ordering that book for myself just unlocked a deep, deep, deep childhood memory. And I remember getting the book and opening the package and tearing up. So your inner child is in there. And whatever you can do to make them feel safe, to make them feel seen, to make them feel loved, is only going to better your relationship with yourself as an adult. And I was able to do an interview this first half of the year too with Nikia Hargrove, author of Mama. I loved her book and I really enjoyed my interview with her. She was just so open and really gave a lot of great information around, you know, adoption and adoption for queer families and what the journey has been like, and, you know, not really sugarcoating the challenges. Some she shared in the interview, some she shared, you know, from the book. But this is my second interview on the podcast, and I am manifesting and, you know, putting out into the universe that it will be the second of many, many amazing interviews, even if I'm scared, even if I'm scared to death, because I was a little nervous about this interview. It was the first one that I did on video. And I am working on revamping my YouTube channel so I can put the interview on the channel. But yes, I'm very proud of that as well. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the second half of the year as far as podcasts go. I'm hoping to have maybe one or two more interviews. I'm reading Dream Count right now by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about the book because I have finished Chiamaka part one, because I believe Chiamaka, not I believe, I went through the book. Chiamaka has two parts in Dream Count, and then Zikara has one part, Omelogo has one part, and then Kadiatu has one part. So I have finished Chiamaka's first part, and I'm in the middle of Zikara. And I think after that is Kadiatu, then Omelogo, then Chiamaka again. So I'm liking the book so far, and I have opinions. I have opinions about the men in these women's lives. I have opinions about how they're approaching, you know, what's going on with the men and their dynamics. So I will definitely be sharing. And yeah, I am just looking forward to the second half of the year. I was just thinking yesterday about how Thanksgiving is literally like 5 months away. It feels like, oh, you know, the holidays are so far away, but really they're not. My birthday is in a matter of like 4 or 5 weeks. I feel like it gets faster and faster every year. I have said that before. But yeah, I am feeling optimistic. I'm feeling focused. I'm feeling, you know, content, but also very much looking forward to some rest this summer. So yeah, I said I didn't want this episode to be too long because I am planning on editing and prepping for publishing this morning. I want to get everything done so I don't have to think about it. But I wanted to end this episode with a prayer from the book Black Liturgies from author Cole Arthur Riley. I was at a book event at this bookstore called Call and Response Books on the South Side. I really love that bookstore. If you are on the South Side of Chicago and are looking for a Black-owned bookstore, Call and Response is so lovely. And they have a lot of different types of genre of books, but they highlight specifically Black authors. And I went to a book event. I didn't have any plans of buying anything, but isn't that always the case? I had no plans of buying anything at that art fair, and then I bought two prints. So I went to the event, and I was just looking around at the books, and I saw this book called Black Liturgies, Prayers, Poems, and Meditations for Staying Human. And I was just drawn to it. I opened it. I flipped the pages. I really liked what I was seeing, and I decided to buy it. So I wanted to share one of the prayers in the book that are focused on Black women. Because one thing I like about this book is it's specific. And I think as far as prayer goes, no matter how you pray, no matter who you pray to, specificity is key. And in this specific chapter of the book that's called Rage, there are prayers for different groups of people. And specifically, there's one for Black women. And because I say time and time again who this podcast is for, you know, it's for everybody, but there is a group of people that I have in mind when I'm speaking. I wanted to share this prayer. So I hope it is well received. For Black women, liberating God, we are exhausted from living within the narrow quarters that the world has constructed for us. Our societies fail to recognize the full spectrum of human emotions because they fail to recognize our humanity itself. For too long, we have been villainized for our rage, when we have had to be wiser, more strategic, and more accommodating than any other population on earth. Keep us from surrendering our anger out of fear of being reduced to it. We deserve better than that. Ground us in the same fire that protected the women who came before us. Grant us a sacred company that does not require our anger to be polished or contained in order for us not to be destroyed. Give us friends who aren't threatened when we name a thing for what it is and don't shrink back. Let our rage pass down to our daughters, that they would never settle for anything less than dignity. And let our anger be a beacon to the rest of the world, whose attunement to their own rage is so atrophied that all they can do is demonize ours. In us, may they glimpse an emotional truth-telling that heals. Make ours a beautiful rage. So with that, I'm going to end the podcast episode here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for keeping up with me this first half of the year. If you are listening to this episode and podcast for the first time, thank you for pressing play. Thank you for spending some time with me. If you listen to any past podcast episodes, if you shared with folks, just anything, if you've, you know, reached out to me personally to tell me how it's impacted you, I thank you so much. Thank you for the ongoing support. I'm looking forward to the second half of the year. Please continue to share and recommend and reach out to me via email, contact@theLittersAndLayers.com. Send me a DM on Instagram @theLittersAndLayersPod. Rate and review. Give their girl 5 stars. Really trying to up our review, rate and reviewing, you know, feedback. But overall, I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you so much for everything. And I'll talk to you in August. Bye.